I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. 128 foreign Christians have been deported from Morocco since March. In response, the U.S. Congress has taken a stand. President of Open Doors USA, Carl Mueller.
The Human Rights Commission of the U.S. Congress, and particularly Representative Frank Wolf, have been holding hearings and actually using the power that they have to discuss even withholding financial aid from Morocco in response to these illegal deportations as we see them.
The persecution won't stop the estimated 1,000 Christians left in Morocco from sharing their faith. Meanwhile, as millions of people watch the World Cup, Biblica was using the opportunity to bring footballs to kids across Africa. But Ben Amalo, vice president of Biblica's Africa group, says these balls are just the start.
We're not just giving out the balls, but we are partnering with Obabelo e Africa. Basically, there is a program which is done training coaches, and then the coaches become mentors to the children, and they therefore spend some time sharing and building character of the children.
They plan to continue this ministry even after the World Cup. And while Americans celebrated Independence Day last week, the Jesus Film Project says they're not the only ones marking freedom. A group of 41 Jesus film workers were imprisoned in Asia for spreading the gospel. In the face of stark circumstances, they continued to boldly proclaim their faith in prison, and many responded. Eventually, the government released the group. Several must continue to report monthly to the police for two more years. Pray for their protection. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Is your church looking for a great missions resource? Consider the Mission Network News monthly bulletin inserts. Up-to-date news to help get your friends out of the pew and actively involved in outreach. Call 1-800-995-4828 for subscription information or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.